You are now tuned in to Pop Drones every Wednesday morning, 10 in the a.m. until 11:30. We are counting down my favorite tracks of 2009 from 12-inch and LP releases. We've done the 7-inches, two shows worth of that. And we're still reminiscing about 2009. 2010 is evidently well underhand, but I've still got a little bit of love to spread for 2009. And that right there was The Bitters from Toronto, Ontario, with their massive hit, at least concerning the blogosphere, etc. Was Warrior, taken from their Wooden Glove 12-inch released on Brooklyn's Captured Tracks label, and we'll be doing a little bit of spotlight on them for the next bit, as they had a banner year, several amazing releases, 12-inches, 7-inches, and full-length LPs. Got a couple more, but a little bit more about the Bitters here. They've actually released a couple 7-inches already this year, including another one on Captured Tracks, and they have a 12-inch EP coming out on Sacred Bones, a 7-inch on True Panther Sounds, a couple cassettes on some small labels, a 7-inch on Wild World, which is actually the Vivian Girls label, and their full-length LP released on Woodsist early next year. That's going to be a big one, I'm sure, at the station. Glad to hit up the CanCon when that one comes through the station. Right now, we're going to continue on with the Captured Tracks and the Best of 2009. This is The Girls at Dawn.
Yeah. Sick of my shame, drawn back to bed. Moon shadow running through my head. Call me back to the void. Thank you.
Stewie. Hey.
Hey there. So, it's been 24 hours. Got my money?
You know what? Just give me till next Friday. I'll have it for you.
Oh, that's funny. I could have sworn I said have it today.
Yeah, I don't have it. Sorry.
Oh, well, all right then. That's good, OJ.
Ah!
Yeah, that hurt.
Ah!
That hurt.
What the hell?
Yeah.
It feels so good. Thank you to all the donors who pledged their financial support during the CITR on-air fund drive. We are moved by your generosity, and thank you for enabling us to purchase new equipment and improve our programming. Do remember to stop by the station, pay your pledges, and pick up your prizes. We look forward to meeting you anytime between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on weekdays. Thank you again for your amazing response. Listen to our happy voices on the air, happier after we purchase new equipment for our studios. Thanks again.
You got till 5 o'clock. You hear me? You got till 5 o'clock.
You freaking psychopath!
Clean yourself up.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. It's 11 past 10 a.m. We are counting down 2009's greatest hits on 12-inch and LP. Started the set off today with Toronto's The Bitters with their track Warrior. Then the Girls at Dawn with It's the Only Time, taken from their self-titled 12-inch on the Captured Tracks label. And Grass Widow following that up with Tattoo, also from a self-titled 12-inch on Captured Tracks. And The Ganglions with Into the Void, featuring a slightly different version than the one that some may know out there on their full length on the Weird Forest label. And then Blank Dogs with Slowing Down. That's Under and Under, the double LP on In the Red. And for those that don't know, Blank Dogs, a.k.a. Mike Sniper, is actually the head of Captured Tracks. And they're going to have a pretty busy year in 2010 with at least a dozen releases slated. More on that, I'm sure, as they arrive. In fact, they actually just signed Cosmetics, a local band, for a 7-inch and a 12-inch. And word on the street is that Cosmetics will actually be doing a little tour with Blank Dogs, and Mike Sniper and co. will be making their first appearance here in Vancouver. More on that as it develops. Cross your fingers, hope it happens. We got one from the Mantles here. This is Don't Lie, taken from their self-titled full-length on the Silt Breeze label.
Yeah. ticket collectors full of missionary zeal. There's no reason in the world to ever go back to Fulham Park.
Creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Solo guitar, guitar solo.
A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. A couple weeks off there, but we're back and finishing off 2009's Best of List, 12 inches and LP releases only. A lot to go through, trying to cram it all in here. Don't want to miss a thing. And the last set began with San Francisco's The Mantles with Don't Lie from their self-titled LP on the Silt Breeze label, followed by Nothing People with It's Not Your Speakers from their SSLP entitled Late Night, and Dan Melchior und das Menace with Blue Tentacles from Thank You Very Much, his double LP, also on the SS label based out of Sacramento, California. And one of 2009's most overlooked records, Amen Dunes with By the Bridal, taken from his Locust LP entitled D.I.A. And we got a lot more to cover here, but another hour's worth of music. And right now, this is actually, it's going to be my favorite band of 2009. This is San Francisco's The Fresh and Onlys. And they actually released two LPs this year. I decided to just take my favorite track from one of the two. It was a very, very tough call, but came down to Peacock and Wing, taken from their self-titled LP on Castle Face Records. So right now we have the Fresh and Onlys on Pop Drones.
I can't. CITR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, Hotbox, The Kiss Store, Slickety Jim's Chat and Chew, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, The Whip Gallery Restaurant, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9 in the FM. It is 10:45. Got another 45 minutes of 2009's greatest hits, at least according to me. Starting off that last set, Fresh and Onlys from San Francisco, my band of the year. If you haven't heard them on this show, you're not listening, apparently. I played those guys to death, and I picked one song from two LPs, four 7-inches, and two cassette releases, and Peacock and Wing was the winner. That's taken from their self-titled LP on the Castle Face Records label, run by John Dwyer from the OCs, who we heard at the end of the set with Swag Rifles, taken from the Almost Ready compilation, The World is Lousy with Ideas, Volume 8. Might try to sneak one more of one of the many amazing tracks featured on that awesome compilation. And smack dab in the middle there, another San Franciscan band, which is Sunny and the Sunsets with Death Cream, and that's taken from their LP Tomorrow is All Right. And that actually features two of the main members of the Fresh and Only, Shade Sarton and lead singer Tim Cohen, who actually, Tim Cohen's got a full-length LP going to be released on the Captured Tracks label sometime in early 2010, and he had a full-length LP earlier this year as well. So as you can tell, the Fresh and Onlys and Co. are amazingly prolific, and I can't wait to hear more, and when I get it, you'll be hearing it here. And right now we actually have my favorite anthem of the year. This is Eat Skull with Stick to the Formula.
Listen, Jay.
That was a triple set there from three of my favorite bands from the seemingly always amazing Portland, Oregon. That last one was The Hunches, sadly defunct. That was their swan song there, Exit Dreams, released on the In the Red label. And that track was called Ate My Teeth. Also from Portland, Oregon, before that was Meth Teeth with Failure Selected by God, released on the Woodsis label. And that album is called Everything Went Wrong. That track is actually from 2008. I got a demo version of it on a cassette that the band was selling the last time they came through. But they shined it up a little bit there, pressed it to vinyl, made it official-like. So it's going down as a 2009er in my book. And Eat Skull with my favorite anthem of the year, Stick to the Formula, from their Soul Breeze LP, Wild and Inside. So we're going to leave Portland here. We're going to take a little trip all the way down to France. We had a busy year with their underground punk scene. And this is The Anals with She's the Man. We'll be right back.
thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
You're back with Pop Drones as we count down 2009's finest. I know a lot of people like to do this in the beginning of December or so, but I just couldn't decide. Too many good releases, a lot going on in 2009, despite what some of the local media may say. Shame on you, particular large weekly in this dear city. We've been counting them down. Got some heavier stuff going on there with the Hunches, with Exit Dreams, with Ate My Teeth, followed by the Mayors with The Crawl, taken from their Dead's EP on their own Hurling Man label. Played pretty much every track that we could off of that Mayors, and several times indeed. And that was the infamous sleeve that was actually hand muddied and stomped on by the band themselves. Like, it's actually covered in mud and footprints. The record is okay though. Then followed that by with Twin Stumps, taken from their self-titled record on the Days record label, and that track was called Scar. We've got some local action here. This is Shearing Pinks with their first of two LPs to be released on the Divorce Records label. One came out about a few months back, and the next one is due fairly soon. This track is called I Am Jim O'Rourke. you back with Pop Drones as we count down 2009's finest on the 12-inch and LP format. Last track there was Moon Duo with Killing Time off of the Killing Time EP on Sacred Bones. Moon Duo has actually got a full-length LP released, I believe, on the Woodsist label, and it is no longer a one-man project. It is now officially a duo. And in case you didn't know who it was, it's Ripley Johnson, main singer and guitarist from the mighty Wooden Ships, one of the better shows of 2009 as well. And just before that, we heard Shearing Pinks with the cleverly titled I Am Jim O'Rourke off of their Divorce Records LP, Weaponry. They've got another one on Divorce coming out in a month or two, and then I think that might be it. Apparently, the second guitarist, Aaron, has moved to Montreal, and that's going to make things very difficult, so we'll see what happens. I would highly recommend checking them out. They'll be playing a few shows in the upcoming weeks, and that probably will be it for a while. I'm going to close things out with something nice and mellow, all the way from Madison, Wisconsin. We've got Peaking Lights with Soft Tongues, or Silver Tongues and Soft Whispers off their Imaginary Falcons LP on the Night People label. And up next, we have Noise.